thank God that we could all make it here tonight.
Yes.
It's a great day.
Yeah.
Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that I've been experiencing and talking to my wife about, because I have a few habits that some of them gets on her nerves and some of them don't.
No.
You know, so you know, I figured we could talk about habits tonight.
All right.
Okay? So we all have certain types of habits. You know, we had habits before Christ, and we have habits after we get baptized.
Yeah.
That we just can't shake. Amen?
Amen.
Some of the habits, you know, it's just hard to change. It's hard to stop doing certain things. And one of the things that my wife always talks to me about is my habit of bringing butter pecan ice cream to bed. She's like, you have a bad habit of bringing butter pecan ice cream to bed. You need to stop that. Pray for me. So when I looked up in Webster, the word habit, it says something that a person has done so often without thinking about it, it is hard to stop, and it becomes who they are. You know, and so a few more examples. You know, I run every Saturday morning. I've been doing it almost for the last 2 years, and it's become a habit. I just can't get away from it. I love it. That's one of the habits. Making a cup of pot of coffee at 5 o'clock in the morning, sitting down, reading my Bible. That's a habit. If I'm not reading my Bible and having a cup of coffee, I'll meet Kendall at the gym at 5 o'clock. So it's just certain habits that are good and certain habits that are bad. So we can all think about our habits, the good ones as well as the bad ones. So tonight we're going to talk about having holy habits.
All right.
Amen. So turn your Bibles over to Leviticus chapter 20. We're going to start reading in verse 26. To develop holy habits, we need to understand what holy means. Holy is something that is separated, something that is different, something that we're devoted entirely to, whether it's basketball, whether it's your job, whether it's to your dog. You know, we all have things that we are totally devoted to. Our spouses, our children. You know, as disciples of Jesus, we're called to live a holy life. And in Leviticus chapter 20, in verse 26, it says, "You shall be holy to me, for I am the Lord, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have separated you from the peoples that you should be mine." God says that he has separated us from the people in this world that don't know him. And we should be looked at as people that are separated on our jobs, on the campuses, at school. People should know, hey, he is different. He is not like the rest.
Amen.
He is not talking about this woman or looking at this woman in a lustful manner.
Right.
He is not cursing like a sailor and talking about his friends just like everyone else. In 1 Peter chapter 1, I'm going to go through a bunch of scriptures tonight.
Come on, bro. Man.
1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 15. That reads, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
Amen.
So why should we be holy? Because God is holy.
Right.
He calls us to be set apart.
Right.
Now, how can we know if we're holy or not? What's the indicator? How do we measure that? How do we see that? Does others see us as being holy, separated, set apart? Or do they see us just like the average Joe blending in with the rest of the world? In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8, Paul says, so do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in the suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we've done, but because his own purpose and grace. Mm-hmm. See, we're called to live a holy life, not because of nothing that we've done. There's nothing that we could have done to have the life that we currently have, right, as disciples. Right. Amen? Right. It is because of the grace of God.
That's right. Amen.
I got a couple of points about holy habits. Holy people love the word of God.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. Holy people love the word of God.
Amen.
In Psalms chapter 1. And by the way, I wore this shirt because I said, you know what? If I don't keep your attention, this shirt will keep your attention. Amen. Psalms chapter 1. Psalms 1. Verse 1, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seats of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
Amen.
Does that describe you? Does that describe us as a fellowship of men? As the church moves, the men will move it forward.
That's right.
If we're not meditating, if we're not going after the word of God and sitting down and meditating on the word of God, God cannot move within this church.
That's right.
The men must lead.
Amen.
Holy people can't get enough of God's word. They base their lives off of it.
Amen.
They're constantly thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever they may be, in traffic, not having a fit of rage, but considering what the Bible says.
Amen.
Whoa.
On our campuses, not even considering cheating, but considering what the Bible says.
Amen.
Being men of integrity. Mm-hmm. They feed on it until it becomes a part of them.
Right.
Holy habits, people with holy habits also know that the word of God protects them from the desires and temptations of this world.
Right.
Amen.
And brother, we could talk about that. We could talk about this for a minute, brothers, because it's about that time of year. And we all know what happens. And some of us in here are really open about it. And some of us don't talk about it at all. And we allow Satan to get in there and to take us out. And it happens every day. single year.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah.
Psalms 119, verse 11. The Bible says, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. It's stored up in your heart so that you will not sin against your God,
Amen.
Who has given us everything for life and godliness.
Amen.
Holy people love the word of God.
Come on.
And they share it whenever possible. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Amen. Before I read that, just getting back to loving the word of God. I mean, Richard threw out a challenge for us last week. Hey, read your Bible 20 minutes. Pray for 20 minutes. How's that going? For those that weren't here, did you go back and listen to the message? Did any of the brothers that were here pass the message on? Because this is crucial for our salvation.
Right.
This is crucial for us to be able to stand against the devil's schemes.
Right.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
And if we're not serious about fighting in the Lord's army, we will be taken out.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're not reading your Bible and praying, it's just a matter of time before Satan takes us out.
Yeah. Right.
In Colossians 3:16.
Come on, Mike.
It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Holy, one of the holy habits is just spreading the word, telling people about God. I mean, I seen a message this past week on Facebook. It was from the swamp. And it was a Swamp alumni page. And for those that don't know about the Swamp, it's a retreat for teens, not even teens, for 9-year-olds and up to go to have a week-long camp, getting to know God, getting to know godly people. And it's been up and running for almost 20 years now. And they put out an alumni page of people that were back at the Swamp years ago, and it brought back so many memories to so many different people. They were just talking about it on Facebook that it generated some sales pitch for the Swamp. And I thought that was wonderful.
Amen.
That people remember the Swamp from years ago, and now they want to go back and give back to the Swamp.
Amen.
If your kids hadn't been to the Swamp, please get them to the Swamp.
Amen.
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 Point number two. Holy people seek God daily in prayer.
Amen.
Come on.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. Very short. Pray without ceasing.
Amen.
NIV, pray continuously.
Right.
Constantly praying. We're living in a corrupt world.
Yep.
Right.
Things are getting just bad out here.
Come on, bro.
It's not good. And it's only going to get worse.
Right.
And if we're not praying, we're going to put ourselves in a situation where, you know, we can't get back. Our lives has to be defined. If our lives are going to be defined as being holy, we must be men of prayer.
Amen.
It is how we develop our relationship with the creator of the universe.
Amen.
It's vital. It's our lifeline to the creator. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 12. You brothers with me?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read in verse 14. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. That's how important it is to be holy. And that's coming from the Word of God. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Now, if I ask you brothers, raise your hand if you feel like you're holy, I don't feel like a bunch of hands will go up. Because it would probably come across sort of prideful. But that's our goal, is to be holy. Because the Bible says, without holiness, we will not see God. We should have a set time of prayer and Bible study. Because a life of prayer and Bible study leads to a life of holiness. Point number three. Holy people are accountable to God's house and his people. Hebrews chapter 10. We need each other, brothers.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. We need each other, brothers.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 10, and verse 25. This is a familiar scripture. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. Let us not give up meeting together. Because the Bible already knows some of us are in a habit of doing that. Disregarding worship service. Disregarding midweek. It's no big deal. I'm going to sleep in tonight. The game is on. It's not that important.
Come on.
Paul tells us that the church is like a body.
That's right.
All of us are members of the body.
That's right.
And how can the body benefit from the arm that sleeps in? Mm-hmm. Can't get it.
Yeah.
Just doesn't make sense. Some of us are wrapped up into too many things. We're just too busy. Doing stuff that's not going to help us get to the other side. Let me say that again. Doing stuff that's not going to help us to get to the other side. Our lives are full of activities, hobbies, you name it. It's full. Being too much like the world around us and being distracted by those things. Can people see that we are separated, that we are set apart, that we're not blending in just like the world? We all have our seasons. There's the soccer season, there's the baseball season, there's the football season, there's the basketball season. You know, I know this particular season, I'm not going to see Paul during this period of time because he is wrapped up into these activities and hobbies that is more important than seeking God's kingdom. There's nothing wrong with activities, sports, things of that nature. But when it takes us away from seeking first the kingdom of God, that becomes a problem. And you're also teaching your children what it means to seek God's kingdom. That it's not that important. See, if church is not a habit but an occasional thing, we need to start making it a holy habit.
Amen.
Now, I didn't even have this in my notes, but just one of the things that I look at that helps me to gauge where we're at as a congregation is our contribution. Our contribution. You know, it's just like, you know, 1 month is here, and then the next 3 months is down here. And it's just like, what is going on? People are, and I think it's seasonal, that we have certain people here during certain seasons that contribution is being given, but then the next 3 months, they may not show up, maybe one or two times. And that contribution is missed. And God is doing great things through our elders and our evangelists to help advance the kingdom of God. This money is being used to really help people. You have people like Jeff and Peter that are really helping people that are in need. And if we're not giving like we need to,
come on.
We're not doing our part. We're not playing our part. Amen? Men, those of us that have kids, you know, if we want our kids to hang around the right kind of people, we need to make sure they're in church. We need to make sure they're at church. And if you do, you're going to cultivate holiness in their lives as well as your own life.
Right.
You know, it's not taught to your kids, it's caught.
Right.
They see it in you. And if they don't see it in you, they're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Right. Amen?
Right.
Therefore, let's try to be at everything. Let's find a place in the church to get involved.
Amen.
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 Holy people are obedient in separating themselves from the spirit of this world.
Right.
1 Thessalonians 4.
Come on.
Reading in verse 3. First Thessalonians 4 in verse 3. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, set apart. A life of personal purity is absolutely required of holy people.
Amen.
Sexual impurity is running rampant today. Even in this room. You can hide it from us, but we cannot hide it from God.
Right.
He sees it all.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 12, in verse 1, it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifice, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Amen.
If we are to be effective ministers of the gospel, we must crucify our flesh and work towards presenting our bodies as living sacrifices.
Amen.
Let's say that again. If we are to be effective ministers of the gospel, we must crucify our flesh and work towards presenting our bodies as living sacrifices.
Amen.
And I touched on this earlier, but we cannot hear enough of this, men. When I think about all the prophets in the Bible, one of the number one thing that was taking them out for the lust of their eyes.
Right, yeah.
Women. You cannot be impure and live a life of sexual impurity. You cannot be pure and live a life of sexual impurity.
Right.
Sexual impurity is a must. Sexual impurity cannot define us as holy people.
Right.
Point number five. Holy people seek to serve the body out of thanks to God.
Amen.
Holy people seek to serve the body of Christ out of thanks to God. They use their gifts to serve the body. 2 Corinthians 9. Starting in verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, He has scattered abroad His gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now, he who supplies the seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness.
Amen.
You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but it's also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. See, each of us has a gift in one way or another. The Bible says some are pastors, some are teachers, some are evangelists. Some of us are good at hospitality. Some of us are good at being great givers. We all have different talents. The list goes on and on and on. The point is, Christ-like holy people do what they can do to find their spiritual gifts within the body of Christ.
Amen.
And on that point, you know, I just want to, I have some things that I like to kind of stay on. It's kingdom kids.
Come on.
I'm going to say that again.
Come on.
Kingdom kids.
Say it loud, bro. Say it loud.
Kingdom kids.
Amen.
I want to have Russ McGar. And that brother's already standing up. Stand up, Russ. Glenn Hayes. So these two brothers, they give of themselves in the Kingdom Kids.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
And they've been giving of themselves for quite some time.
Amen.
Amen.
For our children.
Yep.
Let me say that again, for our children.
Come on. Amen.
Okay? Now, Russ doesn't have any kids in Kingdom Kids. Glenn Hayes does not have any kids in Kingdom Kids. But they consistently give of themselves in that ministry.
Come on, brother.
And brothers, we need to consider these brothers and commend these brothers for their hard work.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So what's my point? Serving God should trump everything else in your life.
Amen.
Yes, I said it. Yeah. Serving God should trump everything else in your life.
Come on.
If you have 10 things to do in one day and only have time for 4 of them, you should choose the 4 that's going to advance the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We need to consider how we can advance the kingdom of God. Kingdom Kids, we have, I think, a little over 300 members. Is that correct?
Just under.
About 300.
About 300 members. Each rotation, we have 41 slots to fill as far as teachers. And that's every 3 months?
4 months.
Every 4 months. And consistently, I want to say, at least for the last 2 years, we've been coming down to the last week where we're missing 8 to 12 teachers consistently in each rotation.
Come on.
And those brothers are out there knocking, tapping shoulders, whatever they have to do to get people to come in to teach. And what's been happening for those last 2 years is those people that were on that previous rotation, at least 8 of them come back to teach the next rotation. Because the lack of people that's just willing to serve.
Come on, Mike.
It shouldn't be that way.
Amen.
Come on.
As the men in the church, we need to lead.
Amen.
And if you have children in the Kingdom Kids, you should be running over there to that board, which is right out there in that lobby, to sign up.
Amen.
That new rotation starts in June. Let's make this rotation different, brothers.
Amen.
If you got a spouse, talk to your spouse.
Amen.
By next Thursday, that chart should be filled up.
Come on.
Amen. Russ and Glenn should not even have to concern themselves with having enough teachers. Because we are going to make it a habit of being holy by serving in that capacity. Amen.
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 Feeding the homeless.
Come on, bro. Yeah.
You know, on Mondays, I think it's the last Monday of every night, every month, we go and they feed the homeless. They're looking for people. Danny's looking for people to serve in that capacity. You know, John has had the brothers' prayer mornings on Saturdays probably for the last year, almost a year now. Now, for those of us that didn't get the announcement, amen. But I think all of us got it tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, Ronald Reagan Park. It's a time to get together and encourage one another.
Amen.
And support one another. We're busy. We're busy people. We're too busy to help lead a family group. We're too busy to even get with your discipling partner. I know at the beginning of the year, the leadership, they had challenged us to get a discipling partner and to get with that partner at least twice a month. How's that going?
Come on, man.
Was that something that we started and we did for a month or maybe two, and then it's no more? Brothers, if we're going to be set apart, if we're going to be holy, we need to take this seriously.
Amen.
It is important for each of us to seek out our place in God's kingdom. God did not give us spiritual gifts so that we can enjoy them. He gave it to us so that we can enjoy using them.
Amen.
We need to serve the body of Christ and make it a habit.
Right. Amen.
And to wrap it up, if God did not intend for us to be holy, he would not have commanded us to be holy.
Wow.
He wants us all to be holy.
Amen.
The very fact that he said be holy indicates that it is possible.
That's right.
That's the good news.
Amen.
It is possible. Part of living a holy life Part of living a life of holiness is developing holy habits. If we try to do these things on our own, we are doomed to fail.
Right. Right.
If we try to live this life of holiness on our own, we are doomed. It's only when Jesus is living in us that holiness can be reality for us.
Amen.
And that's because the Holy Spirit works from the inside out.
Amen.
I have this quote I want to close this out with. It says, the Lord works from the inside out.
Right.
The world works from the outside in.
Amen.
The world will take the people out of the slums. Christ takes the slums out of people, and then they take themselves out of the slums. The world would shape human behavior, but Christ can change human behavior.
Wow.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Amen.